Welcome to the final episode of School of the Saltire. Today, there will be lots of interviews and lots of quizzes. Bye.
Hi, welcome to Alice's interview with Rain and Helena. Today we will be asking Alice what her favourite thing has been at the school, what she wants to do when she leaves, who her favourite member of staff is, and more.
Firstly, what is your favourite subject that you learned at Athelstan Ford Primary School?
I think that would be, I really love reading and writing, so I guess sort of like that kind of thing, reading and writing stories, yeah.
Okay. The next question
is,
what do you want to do in high school, Alice?
I really want to do drama, so I'll probably be joining loads of those things, and I'd also like to do something maybe about creative story writing, something like that.
What is your favourite room in the school, Alice?
The room we're in right now, the quiet room. It's just very nice and very comfy.
Who is your favourite teacher in the school?
I think Mrs. Capaldi, because she has a good fashion sense, first of all, and she's very good at art, and she's very enthusiastic about her job, and I like that.
What do you want to be
when you are older?
I want to be an actor. I want to act and sing and stuff. I also kind of want to write stories. I don't know which one yet. Might do both, sure that's possible.
Mm-hmm. One final question. What would you do to the school to improve it, not in a negative way?
I'd probably try and get the school to do more stuff for Pride Month. We just don't do much for it right now. And that would just be great.
Yeah.
Hello, today we are going to interview Anna from P7. How has your time been in the school, Anna?
My time in the school has been really good and really fun, like meeting new people and learning with different teachers.
What do you want to do when you're older?
Well, I either want to be an actress or a fashion designer.
Ooh, that's really nice. Who is your best friend at the school?
Well, obviously I have lots of good friends, but I think Sam, Poppy and Gabby are my best friends.
Who is your favourite member of staff in Athelstan Ford?
I really couldn't choose because all of them are amazing at what they do to help us learn.
That's really nice. Have you taken up any new hobbies in general?
Well, I do music, like piano and flute, and I have also started to get into cooking, like I'm going to a cooking school over the summer.
That's really cool. What is your favourite thing to do outside school?
Well, I mean, a bit of everything, but I really like playing with my dog, Jack, like throwing sticks for him in the garden.
That's really nice. And what's your favourite subject inside school?
Well, I don't like maths, but I really do like English, art and PE.
That's really good. What are you going to do when you leave high school?
Well, I think immediately when I leave high school, I do want to go travelling. Then I might see if there's like a university or like a fashion school that would take me.
And how do you feel about high school?
It's very much mixed feelings. I'm very looking forward to it, like going up to the big school. But I'm also really sad because I'm going to leave a lot of my friends and like the building. And it's quite daunting, to be honest. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Do you speak any different languages?
Well, mainly English, obviously. but I do a little bit of French, a tiny bit of Spanish, and I've started Portuguese yesterday.
Wow. And we've been doing a little bit of German in school.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a tiny, tiny bit.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Don't know very much though.
What are you going to do in the summer holidays?
Well, I'm going to France in 2.5 weeks. And basically I'm hoping to do just lots of different fun things and seeing lots of my friends.
Yeah. And this is your final question. How do you want to influence the world?
I just want to show everybody that you can do what you want, even if you don't know what you want at the time. Like, just put your mind to something and you can do it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Today, we are interviewing Dylan, a P7er at Athelstan Ford Primary School. What's been your favourite game you played here?
So I would say I did like the tire ball. It was really fun.
What was your best moment in Athelstan Ford?
Ooh, that's a good one. Let me think. I would probably say that it was at the time I was chasing cars on the playground and I actually had run for the land on my face.
What has your favourite topic been?
I like the thing about the inventors.
Are you excited for high school?
Yes.
Who is your favourite staff member in Athelstan Ford Primary School?
Well, if I had to pick, I'd say Mrs. Hunter.
Just a memory of him at Flute.
When we were at Flute and Dylan hid in the janitor closet and then his brain malfunctioned. Here's a message for Dylan.
Hopefully you have so much fun in high school.
Welcome to the podcast.
We will interview you about school and memories.
What will you miss most from the Athelstan Ford when you move up to high school?
I'll probably miss the playground the most because there's not a playground at high school.
I will miss you too.
Right, next question.
What is your funniest moment, Martha?
Well, I have had a lot of funny moments at Athelstan Ford, but my funniest was probably when I was sitting with Sam. And Sam was, like, talking to Kai or something, and he was like, "What, do you think I'm a pig?" And then Miss Mitchell said she was talking to someone else, but she said, "Yep," afterwards, so it sounded like, yeah, basically, that was funny.
What was your favourite car food?
Well, they're not the best, so I'm not really sure, but the pizza was probably the best.
Yeah, it's hard to decide. They're not that great.
Yeah, true.
Next question.
What is your favourite playground game?
Well, I don't really play much games because I mostly just like hang about and talk with my friends. But yeah, I just like hanging out with my friends.
Nice. What's your fave PE game?
We do lots of fun games, but I really like to play Capture the Flag and Dodgeball the most.
Nice. I love that game too.
Bye!
What is your memory of Sam?
When me, Gabby, and Sam were all playing in the playground and the music was on a Monday. And we all just started dancing around and it was really fun.
Nice.
Tildy, do you have any memories of Sam?
Okay. Martha, do you have any memories of Sam?
Yeah, I do actually. So one time I got a spoon and I waved at him threateningly and I said chum hi, chum hi. And then it became a game where me and Sam pretended to be ogres and chased owls around the playground. So yeah.
Wow, that's a good memory.
Isabel, do you have any memories of Sam?
Okay, Charlie, do you have any memories of Sam?
Him and other P7s put the goo goo gaggas around the P567.
Okay, Ailsa,
Ilse, do you have any memories of Sam?
I remember when Sam said goo goo gaga for the first time and everyone started laughing.
Wow. Okay, Dylan, do you have any memories of Sam?
I remember when we should like wrestling back in like the village back in Drem.
Okay. Aaron, what's your memory? Okay. Alice, what is your memory of Sam?
I remember like any moment. I remember he introduced me to a very good book series. It's called Very Pleasant. It's very good.
Okay, thank you. Savannah, do you have any memories of Sam?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've got lovely memories of Sam.
Okay.
One of my favorite memories is when Sam was but a young whippersnapper, probably P1, and we were doing all things COVID, and he was in with us, and one day there was actually a blizzard, and together we made an igloo in the playground, because sadly there was no electricity in the school.
Oh.
But Sam didn't have much fun. It wasn't really for him. Oh. He would rather been at home.
Oh,
Sam
okay.
loves being at home. That's his favorite place to be.
Anna, do you have any memories of Sam?
I remember when me and Elsa were doing I'm a Cat Bless to him for the whole day, and he got really annoyed.
Nice. Isabel, do you have any memories of Sam?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let's hear them.
I remember when Sam was doing maths and sitting next to Anna Lindsay, and me, Anna, and Elsa stole Sam's math book and we hid it behind my back, and it was really funny because he couldn't find it.
Wow, that's a good memory. Murdo, do you have any memories of Sam?
And he got sent to the back of the class when the substitute teacher was here.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Let's go to the last person. Anna, you're the last person. What is your memory of Sam?
I remember when I went to Sam's house and we used mattresses and duvets on the stairs, and we used the mattresses to slide down the stairs, and it was really fun.
Well, that's a good memory. And now that's the end.
Hey Poppy, do you have any memories of Min?
Yeah, it was when we were in the P34 classroom and she stabbed Martha with a pencil.
Great memory.
I remember when I sat behind her and I used to throw rubbers into her room and she did not like it.
Oh.
And she found it funny.
Murdo!
I remember when Mim and Martha were teaching me quads and I was awful.
Okay, bye bye! Sam, do you have any memories of Martha?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. I remember when Martha hurt her finger in class and I told people to not look at her because she was in pain and I got told off.
Uh-huh. Alice, do you have any memories of Martha?
I remember the first day she came to the school, and so I lived next door to her at that time.
Yeah.
I saw her because I'd just come off on the bus, and I ran over to her and gave her a hug.
Do you have any memories of Martha?
Oh, I've got lovely memories of Martha. I think my favorite memories of Martha is ones where she's been very strong-minded, keen to fight for rights, and been make sure that everything is fair and equal. But my favorite thing about Martha is it feels like she's been with us forever here at Athelstan Ford, even though she's only been with us as PPS. Yeah, she'll be really missed.
Okay, goodbye.
Now on to the messages. First up, Isabel, do you have a message to Anna?
I'm gonna say that she's really nice and I'll miss her when she goes to Loretto, and I hope she has a really fun time.
Okay, that's a really nice one. Now over to Rain. Do you have a message for Anna?
Yes, I do. I hope that Anna has a wonderful time in her high school and that she makes it through the year.
Oh, that's really nice. All right, finally, Ailsa, do you have a message for Anna?
Yes, I do. Anna, I really hope you have a fun time at Loretto High School.
And that concludes this section of all the messages to Anna L. We hope you have a nice day. Yeah.